Good morning. Through the centuries, thousands of different individuals have been designated as the Antichrist. In each generation, we're confronted with sensationalists who label some contemporary as the Antichrist. Is the Antichrist one specific person or a class of people portrayed as one person? The word Antichrist appears 5 times in Scripture, twice in 1 John 2:18, "Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." And also in 1 John 2:22, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is Christ? He is the Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son." 1 John 4, verse 3, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world." And in 2 John, verse 7, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist." The prefix anti means against. The word refers to someone who is against Christ, the opponent of Christ, or the opposite of Christ. The identity of the Antichrist is described in these and related passages. "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." 1 John 2:18. Although this is the first time that the word Antichrist appears in the New Testament, the readers of John's letter were expected to be familiar with the concept. They knew that he was coming. Jesus had warned, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." Matthew 24:4-5. "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Matthew 24:11-12. "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand." Matthew 24:24-25. "Take heed that you be not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore do not go after them." Luke 21:8. We are warned about false Christs and false prophets. And Jesus says their coming will be accompanied by lawlessness. Peter gave a similar warning, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction, and many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words." 2 Peter 2:1-3. From these warnings of Christ and Peter, which were written down many years earlier than John's letters, Christians knew that there would be an apostasy. There would be many false teachers and many would follow them. Lawlessness would be prevalent among those who claimed to be Christians. In 1 John 2:18, we also notice that John was able to draw a conclusion. "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." This prevalence of false teachers was proof that the last hour had come. We can better understand John's conclusion by comparing his statement with what Paul wrote about 40 years earlier. In his letter to the Thessalonians in about 53 AD, he says, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if it be from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you that I told you these things? And now you know that it is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-12. In 53 A.D., there were certain predictions that still had to be fulfilled before the return of Christ. The falling away had to occur, and the man of sin would be revealed, the son of perdition who opposes. Paul speaks of the mystery of lawlessness. Christ had foretold that lawlessness would abound, Matthew 24, verse 12. Paul also calls this man of sin the lawless one and alludes to a messianic prophecy in Isaiah 11, verse 4. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Some of Thessalonica thought Christ was returning immediately. Paul explains that a large-scale apostasy among Christians would occur first. 40 years later, when John wrote, the situation had changed. John's readers knew about the prophecy of an apostasy. In the meantime, this prophecy had been fulfilled. The Antichrist had come, according to 1 John 2:18 and 19. Apostasy had occurred, 1 John 2:19, and Christ could come at any moment. It was the last hour. Since then, Christ can come any time. Whoever denies this is a false teacher. John continues, "Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son." 1 John 2:22. One can deny with his mouth, but also through false doctrines and unauthorized practices, as indicated in 2 John 9. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. John also mentions the spirit of Antichrist. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:2 and 3. Notice the movement from the plural to the singular. Every spirit who does not confess Christ is the spirit of Antichrist. In other words, the Antichrist spirit represents all spirits who are against Christ. We find the same movement from plural to singular in 2 John 7. For many deceivers are gone forth into the world, even they that confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Some translations change the to a in this last sentence. In the original Greek text, however, it is literally, word for word, this is the deceiver and the Antichrist. In other words, the many deceivers are the deceiver and the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? According to John, the Antichrist represents the many false Christs and false prophets whom Jesus said would arise and deceive many. The Antichrist stands for all the false teachers in the world, people who are opponents of Christ or who have put themselves in the place of Christ. Let us beware of the Antichrist spirit, the spirit of lawlessness, the spirit that contradicts the Word of God. Now, what have we learned about the Antichrist? Well, first of all, they are those who refuse to follow the apostolic authority, 1 John 2:19. In John's day, they were individuals who had associated with the apostles and other Christians, but they had gone out on their own and were no longer in fellowship with the apostles. Thus, it became manifest that they were not of us or approved by the apostles. Later, John describes the spirit of the Antichrist as that which does not hear the apostles or respect apostolic authority, 1 John 4, 3-6. In our day, many Antichrists behave the same way. They may start out acting like they respect apostolic authority and seek to be with Christians, but eventually their true nature comes out and they will not want to be with those who respect apostolic authority very long. So a sign of Antichrist is their attitude toward the apostles' doctrine or the scriptures. Those who reject the apostles reject Christ himself, John 13, verse 20, and are thus Antichrist. They are also those who deny Jesus is the Christ, verses 22 through 23 of 1 John 2. In John's day, they denied that Jesus is the Christ, 1 John 2:22. Many Gnostics allege that Jesus and Christ were two different persons, that Christ merely appeared to have flesh, but in reality did not, or that the Christ descended upon Jesus at his baptism and departed at the time of his suffering. It is this denial that Jesus Christ came in the flesh that John identifies as the spirit of the Antichrist, 1 John 4, 3-4. They denied the Father and the Son, 1 John 2, 22 and 23. By denying that Jesus is the Christ, they were denying the Son, He who is begotten of the Father, and who became flesh, John 1:14. By denying the Son, they were in essence also denying the Father, John 13:20. Today, an Antichrist would be one who denies Jesus to be the Messiah, who denies the nature of Jesus, that He was fully God and fully man. Antichrists are very real today. For while there may not be many professing Christians who deny Jesus is the Christ or that He came in the flesh, there are many who reject the authority of the apostles by the manner in which they disregard the Scriptures. The solution then remains the same for us as those in John's day. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father, 1 John 2:24. As a drive for us to heed the words of John, remember what he said was the significance of these antichrists, by which we know that it is the last hour. John knew that in the scheme of God's redemption, Jesus could return at any time. The fact that it has been nearly 2,000 years since John penned these words does not detract from their truthfulness, for chronological time is meaningless to God, 2 Peter 3:8 and 9. We are living, therefore, in the last hour, and Christ may come in judgment at any time. Are we ready for His coming? If you would like a manuscript of this lesson, or if you have any questions, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.